With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the economic front, the Federal Reserve is expected to keep its key interest rate unchanged today for the fourth straight time. That's likely to shift attention to how many interest rate cuts they forecast for this year. It's widely expected that Fed officials that participate in the central bank's interest rate decisions will project two rate cuts for this year, just as they did back in December and March. Upper-level discussions on the Iranian situation continue. The BBC's Jake Kwan is in Washington.
Mr. Trump and his advisors are reported to have discussed the possibility of striking Iran's nuclear sites. U.S. and Israeli media say Mr. Trump followed the meeting with a call to the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, but it is not known what was discussed. Yesterday, in a flurry of social media posts, Mr. Trump demanded Iran's unconditional surrender. Iran's Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, responded with a series of social media messages of his own last night, insisting his country would never compromise with Zionists.
The BBC's Jake Kwan. When it comes to border security and the rule of law, what a difference a president can make.
Border Czar Tom Homan, writing on X, says in the last 24 hours, the Border Patrol encountered a total of 95 illegal aliens across the entire southern border. Compare that to the Biden administration, who surpassed more than 10,000 per day. And the New York Post reports border agents did not release a single illegal alien into the country last month. In May of last year, 62,000 illegals were released into the U.S. under President Biden. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been higher. The Dow is ahead 83 points now. The NASDAQ composite up 47. This is SRN News. Children's Hospital in Los Angeles is getting out of the transgender business.
Officials say they will close the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development now that President Trump has cut funding off for it. Mr. Trump has placed a general ban on the use of taxpayer dollars to fund sex change operations and the use of puberty blockers on children, as well as the promotion of transgenderism. The L.A. hospital had been one of the leading practitioners of sex change surgeries and is facing at least one lawsuit from an unhappy patient. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The latest addition to the Copenhagen skyline is a tall, 12-sided wooden building bearing the sign Denmark's First Tiny Church. The 800-square-foot construction was unveiled Sunday. It's an outpost of the local Evangelical Lutheran Church. The parish's leaders saw a need for extra space as the Danish capital is expected to grow by 20% over the next decade. This is SRN News. Can Israel sustain its battle against Iran even as it achieves key objectives? We have the latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
While television screens worldwide remain bright with news reports of Israeli warplanes over Tehran and Iranian missiles intercepting in the Israeli heartland, the question of the war remains. Can Israel go it alone? As munitions are exhausted and battle plans become more complex, must the Jewish state enlist the direct participation of American forces to formulate its exit strategy? In a war only days old, but already noted for using deception and disinformation as a weapon in the Israeli and American arsenals, speculation over Washington providing the feared bunker-busting bomb, presumed necessary to complete its mission of eradicating Iran's nuclear program, remains rife. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.